The South African government could temporarily stop lenders from blacklisting consumers whose credit records have been hit by the coronavirus crisis. But the main opposition party has warned that these changes would hit banks' lending appetite and allow already indebted South Africans to rack up further borrowings. Joining me now with more detail on some of the latest developments, Bongiwe Kunene, who's managing director at BASA. Thanks so much, Bongiwe, for your time this evening. So thanks for chatting to us again. How much progress has been made with the South African government, with the Reserve Bank reviewing the loan scheme criteria, and what's potentially on the table as far as expanding that loan scheme arrangement is concerned?
Right. On the loan guarantee scheme, we have been negotiating with the Reserve Bank and National Treasury on relaxation measures. I'm happy to say that we now have redefined what they will look like. The period, as it was in the beginning, it was 3 months of drawdown on the facility once granted, has now been extended to 6 months. And the period of payment starts on month 13. So that's one measure. The second measure, maybe let me go back to the first one.
Yeah.
You can apply up to 100 million, draw down on that 100 million for 6 months, and you get amnesty for 6 months not to pay. So you've had the money for 12 months before you start paying on month 13. The assumption there is that there are some business which need a reboost, and this scheme now is aiming to help the businesses that have had interruption because of COVID-19 and they are desperately trying to just get their normal business activities online.
Okay, so Bongiwe, just for clarity on that point, it now looks to expand what the money can actually be used for, whereas in the first instance, it was very limiting.
The money can be used for operational expenses.
Okay, but has that ambit been broadened from what it initially was?
It initially was meant for operational expenses, but there were limitations. So we have removed the limitations.
Okay.
The biggest one being surety.
Yeah.
Now, in the second phase of the loan guarantee scheme, it's between the individual bank and the client, but it's not the condition of the scheme that there will be a surety.
In addition to that, Bongiwe, we've got government saying that it might temporarily bar lenders from blacklisting borrowers whose credit records have been hit. What's the banking sector's reaction been to that?
Our understanding is that the government is doing that to help two sets of clients: those who are looking for employment and those who are looking for rentals. And for that, we think that the appropriate response could be to ask period. So let's say from April to the end of September for the suspension of the information from credit bureau, and the act actually provides for that, so you don't really need a new regulation.
Okay, having said that though, where credit profiles have deteriorated considerably over the period, Bongiwe, how does this alter the lending landscape as you see it moving forward, and how banks will be evaluating credit applications?
There's been a lot of relaxation of risk in terms of credit applications, and that is going to continue based on each bank's risk appetite and its lending model. But the important issue for the industry is that clients, when they approach their banks, they need to have as much information as possible on their businesses so that when there is that relaxation being applied, it is based on enough facts.
Yeah. Do you see this hitting banks' lending appetite overall? Because, you know, that's been some of the commentary, along with the fact that this is going to inevitably push up the cost of credit.
The question of the cost of credit really depends also on the economic scenarios in South Africa. If there is the downgrading, further downgrading of the sovereign, definitely the cost of credit is going to be more dear. But in terms of individual applications by clients, issue is also going to be based on the sector in which the business is in, plus the individual circumstances of that business. So it is an issue that is paramount when credit assessment is being done, because banks still have to apply sufficient analysis on the risk that they're taking.
Okay, so they've got certain parameters to work with. Then how much of the risk, Bongiwe, would be covered by SARB guarantees?
The risk that is being covered by a guarantee scheme at the end is still going to be sustainable. But remember, when the banks are calculating the probability of default, they are not starting with the fact that there is a credit guarantee scheme. They start with the fundamentals of the business. Then they allocate the capital. Then they say, if they were going to reject, they say, now we have to apply for the credit guarantee. And take into consideration the conditions of the guarantee, they will only get access to that guarantee after an audit has been done, after a full year. So it is not the first indicator that they look at as they are doing the credit assessment.
Okay, let's leave it there, Bongiwe. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Bongiwe Kunene, who's MD at BASA.